Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The Rotunda is one of the busiest maternity hospitals, not just in Ireland, but in Northern Europe, with 8,500 births recorded last year, and that number is predicted to rise in 2024. And with an increase in demand and requests for different services, the campus is expanding and changing. But what does that mean for the Rotunda? How will these changes impact patients? Well, to tell us more, I'm joined by Professor Sean Daly, Master of the Rotunda Hospital. You're very welcome. Good to have you back with us. So you've big plans underway to cope with this increase in demand.
Yes, like for the first time, we've actually had more gynecology referrals than obstetric referrals, you know, and that's a kind of new, departure for us. The campus is expanding. The HSE, in fairness, have acquired two buildings for us behind the old Cleary's, the Earl Street building, which we have now named the Hampson House, or the Rotunda at Hampson House, to recognise the very important role that nurses and midwives provide for the women who come into the hospital. Miss Hampson was the first matron of the Rotunda, and we had a staff, I suppose, poll. We opened it up for people to make suggestions as to what the name should be, and then we picked the top four, and then we polled, and Hampson came top.
So what will happen there?
So all paediatric and obstetric or pregnancy-related outpatients will happen there. Mm-hmm. And we will knock down the old outpatient department, and we will build a critical care wing, which will allow us deliver really 21st century neonatal and special care baby care, but also will expand our theatres. You know, we will close a theatre in that kind of reconfiguration, and we will build a new theatre. So actually we don't get any extra theatres, but they're now all on the same floor.
OK, so that will alleviate some of the pressure, will it,
developments? It will. And then the HSE have also bought us 24,500 square foot on Dominic Street. So if you kind of come across Parnell Square and keep going, the Lewis comes round there, and that's Dominic Street. So we will move gynecology outpatients down there, our physiotherapy department down there, and our early pregnancy assessment unit down there.
Okay. So you mentioned at the beginning that your referrals now for gynecology have really increased. What's happening there? Why is that?
I suppose a couple of things. You know, we would have had maybe 400 gynae referrals a month, let's say, 4 years ago. We now have almost 1,000. I think there's a couple of reasons for that. Obviously, the population's getting older. There's been a real focus on menopause and the management of menopause. And I think that that has resulted in a lot more women seeking care for that. And, you know, when we have over 4,000 patients on our waiting list, but we're managing it, I think, quite well. So there's nobody waiting more than a year, and we have four groups of patients waiting.
A year is a long time.
I appreciate that. But there's nobody for general gynecology waiting more than 6 months. But we have four groups of patients waiting more than 9 months, and they are complex menopause, infertility, urogynecology, and then those women waiting for outpatient hysteroscopy. But we are putting on extra clinics. I think we're coping with that very well. And we really want to aim at the slauncha care target, which is kind of 10 weeks, you know. Now, that will take a bit of work, but we're moving to, I suppose, a North Dublin Women's Health Initiative, so that we will manage all the gynaecology referrals across North Dublin with our colleagues in Beaumont and James Connolly Hospital. And it will all be centralised in the Rotunda. Mm-hmm. So,
well, maybe there is a move now in Ireland to become more like North America, where women would see gynaecologists on a much more regular basis. Do you think that is at play?
I don't think so. You know, I think we're very lucky in Ireland in that we have a very good primary health care service. And our GP colleagues, you know, I met 8 of them 3 weeks ago. So we have a GP liaison group. 8 GPs who are interested in women's health came in at 6:30 of an evening outside of their normal working hours to discuss the service. We're going to try and build capacity within that group. You know, we're going to try and encourage people to come in and maybe train with us a little bit so that they can manage more easily, perhaps, women with uterovaginal prolapse and things like that. So we're trying to build capacity within primary health care.
And so then people won't need the referral.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And do you think that that is something that could be expanded and rolled out across GP services?
Yeah, I do. Certainly the GPs across North Dublin are very engaged with us. We have two GP evenings every year, one where they come in, and I suppose COVID meant that people couldn't come into the hospital. So we have one virtual evening and one evening where we come in and we provide kind of very nice food, I think, and we have a very informative evening.
Mm-hmm. Because I just gave that figure there, you know, 8,500 births across the year. That was last year, expected to rise in 2024.
Yeah.
I mean, is that you busting at the gills now? I mean, can you cope with that figure?
So when we deliver more than a baby an hour, which is 168 babies a week, that really does put the pressure on the beds. You know, and if we have no beds, then that affects our service across the whole hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to increase our beds, increase our capacity. The board of the Rotunda have just bought 1, 2 and 5 Cavendish Row. So we're looking to move non-essential, and by non-essential, I mean non-patient facing, not that they're not essential, but services across there to free up space within the hospital, because we desperately need more.
So
beds.
Admin moving out.
Admin, patient services will almost certainly move.
Yeah, because despite all of these new developments that you've told us about, the new buildings and so on, you're still operating in a very old building, aren't you?
We are, and we had a HICWA inspection there recently, and they commented on the fact that obviously some of the buildings that we use now for patient care have been used since 1757, and they're not suitable for 21st century care. And I think the new critical care wing that I mentioned earlier will mean that we will have more beds, but we really must. So if we look at, say, pregnancy-related care, Claire, we will have state-of-the-art outpatient facilities down behind Cleary's. We will have a beautiful 16-room bed delivery suite. And then postnatally, some women will go to 1757 accommodation, you know, and that's what we need to try and change.
Yeah, I mean, these developments are great. They're going to help you cope right now. But with the population growing, how long will it last before you're at capacity again and the problems recur?
Well, I think we must work with the HSC. I think, in fairness to the HSC and NWIP, they are very motivated to help us do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're absolutely right. North Dublin is an area where young families are choosing to live. And like the birth rate's dropping everywhere in Ireland except the Rotunda. Our registrations show that we will be up a further 4% this year. So there is a huge level of service, but it's an opportunity for us.
What about staffing challenges then with all of the new developments?
Yeah, there are ongoing staffing challenges, particularly in nursing and midwifery, and some of that comes to the ability to live in Dublin, you know, and we are looking to try and provide reasonable accommodation and encourage people to come and work in the Rotunda.
How are you doing that on the accommodation side? Have you found a solution?
So we have a 1930s nurses' home, which we need to modify significantly or demolish, you know. There are no en suites in that facility, mm-hmm. you know. So we have people who come and stay there for short periods of time. We have a number of midwives who come from Germany and Spain for a week and who do a week of nights and live in our nurses' home. So there are 37 accommodation suites or possibilities there, but we're going to expand that because we're going to move some of the teaching and everything out of that into our new facility.
Okay, so you'll be upgrading that, and that decision has been made, has
it?
Yeah. And you hope that that might solve at least part of that problem.
It'll encourage people, hopefully, to work with us.
There's a new traffic plan, of course, coming in Dublin, and we have spoken about this before. Mm-hmm. Have you managed to resolve any concerns, both for staff and for patients?
Yeah, so the we had two very senior people from Dublin City Council in with us 3 weeks ago, and we were discussing all these issues, and I think we will have an input into that. I think they recognise that while we do deliver antenatal care across North Dublin, you know, our community midwives have 8 hubs from Balbriggan all the way down to North Finglas. But obviously women have to deliver, so they have to come into the hospital, you know, and that we do need to understand how that can happen. And I think they are open to working with us.
Okay, so you're not overly concerned that your staff and patients are going to be impacted by that traffic plan?
No, I think we will manage that.
Listen, I want to ask you about something else which we heard about over the last couple of weeks. This was a study carried out by the Coombe. The number of obese women with a BMI of over 30 increased by 17% in 2013 to 23.1% in 2022. These are women giving birth. That's a relative rise of over 35%, nearly 36%. Are you concerned about that? Are you seeing it?
Yeah, we are seeing it. You know, we're seeing it in a couple of different, care pathways. I think when women have a BMI of over 30, they're much more likely to develop pregnancy-related diabetes, for example. Our diabetes service now caters for about 11 to 12% of our whole population. So a lot of women do develop diabetes during pregnancy. And obviously, if you're heavier, you're more likely to do that. I think that we haven't gone down the route of providing specific services for women who are overweight, but we will probably have to consider that.
What does that look like then?
So it looks like, specific teams that will offer care to these women and perhaps prioritise things like extra ultrasounds and things like that. It can be very difficult sometimes to clinically estimate, for example, the size of the baby in a woman who's quite obese. You know, we traditionally used kind of clinic our hands and tape measures to do that. And while that's possible in a woman who has a lower BMI, it becomes increasingly challenging as women are heavier.
So perhaps more intensive care needed for people with obesity. There will be a cost element to that too.
Yes, there will. But we're dealing with them anyway, Claire, do you see? This is the thing. They're in the system anyway. And whether or not we should be focusing teams specifically in certain areas is something that we're constantly looking at how we can improve our service. Mm-hmm.
You said you're dealing with it in different care pathways. So do you mean fertility and menopause as well?
Well, gynaecology obviously is a separate stream, but yes, in fertility and also polycystic ovarian syndrome and these endocrinology kind of pathologies are also more common in those women. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the campus, as you mentioned, is located in the north inner city, an area that has made headlines in recent times. And we've discussed this as well, the impact of the riots. Do you feel that there are any risks to having such vital services in an area that some people might consider unsafe at times?
I don't think I don't think the area around the rotunda is unsafe. You know, I think obviously we had that terrible event at the school just across the road, and the subsequent riots and everything were really horrific. But I think the rotunda is safe, you know. Mm-hmm. I think having the rotunda at the top of O'Connell Street is great. I think it is a very important part of the north inner city. It gives employment to about 1,200 people. It is an intricate part of the community there.
Well, do you hope that these plans that you have now around Cleary's and Dominic Street and so on might lead to a rejuvenation or play a part in that rejuvenation of the city centre?
Oh no, I think it will. I think that, you know, Earl Street and behind Cleary's, I suppose, is already quite developed. I think Dominic Street could be developed further. And I think having the rotunda there and many women and families going up there and in for services there, having physiotherapy there, early pregnancy assessment. And we're also going to include some of our academic facilities up there, you know, so there'll be students going up there for lectures. So
what's the timeline then on these developments?
So the Earl Building or the area just behind Cleary's, we should be seeing patients there by the end of the year. And Dominic Street is probably about 6 months behind that.
And all needed now, I would imagine.
Yes, but we're happy with the way things are going.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in. That's Professor Sean Daly, who's Master of the Rotunda Hospital. Back after this break.
Text 51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.